It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. More bad news for the strike-plagued, locked-out Minnesota Orchestra. The Swedish record company is canceling their recording date with the orchestra. Concerned that an ongoing lockout of musicians has left the orchestra unprepared, the Swedish recording company BIS has postponed a planned September session, orchestra officials confirmed. Minnesota Orchestra was due to record the third and sixth symphonies by Finnish composer Jean Sibelius. BIS officials say they are withdrawing because they no longer believe the orchestra is in good enough shape to meet the exacting standards the label requires. Orchestra president Michael Henson agrees with the Swedish label's decision, says he hopes the session can be rescheduled for the spring. The orchestra's last recording in the Sibelius Second and Fifth Symphonies, released by BIS in early 2012, received a Grammy nomination. A professional musician whose cello is badly damaged in transit on a Qantas flight has praised the airline's response, but is still wondering how the instrument came to be crushed in the first place. Peter Hollow, a cellist who performs with the quartet Foreplay, said the $8,000 cello was traveling in a high-end hard case that was itself worth about $3,000, made from carbon fiber and Kevlar composites. That's tough stuff. Mr. Hollow, 39, said it appeared the case had been really seriously compressed, practically run over or something, or dropped at a weird angle, unquote. He discovered the damage on Friday afternoon after traveling on Qantas from Sydney to Tamworth to perform with Foreplay. He said the cello, which he had owned since 2000, previously survived extensive travel throughout Australia and overseas unscathed. He said he had since been inundated with more offers to lend him replacement instruments. According to a Qantas spokesperson, quote, "It's rare that musical instruments or other fragile baggage are damaged in flight with Qantas. We very much regret that," unquote. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.